Time now for the Left of Lansing Friday Short for this March the 8th of 2024. President Joe Biden gave a strong State of the Union speech this week, but just in case Biden outperformed expectations, which he did, Republicans believed they had an ace in the hole to counter the 81-year-old Biden. They chose first-term Alabama Senator Katie Britt to give the party's response, which is honestly never an easy gig for whoever gets that job, Democrat or Republican. Now, instead of covering the lies and misinformation in her speech, which would take two or three parts, I'd rather focus on another disturbing part of Senator Britt's speech. You see, Britt is the youngest woman to serve in the Senate at age 42 and is married with children. Regardless of how the immigration bill died, if reports are correct, Britt worked at trying to find consensus to get that bill across the finish line. So she's got a story to tell and would have provided a perfect contrast to Biden. It was not a bad idea. However, that's not what happened. Instead, we saw Britt speaking from a kitchen, which just perfectly encapsulates where Republicans believe women should be. But there's more, all right? There's more to this. Listen to Britt's voice during her speech.
Are you better off now than you were 3 years ago? There's no doubt we're at a crossroads, and it doesn't have to be this way.
Like millions of others, I wondered why Britt was talking in such a breathy, high-pitched tone. It didn't make sense. Then I read this post from Missouri Dirt Road Democrat Jess Piper, writing about what is called the Fundy baby voice, which is how Christian nationalist women supposedly speak in an adolescent, high-pitched voice to appear and sound submissive to their male counterparts. And Jess Piper wrote the following on her site regarding the Fundy baby voice. She says, "The breathless speech, the incongruent facial movements and smiles, the cadence of condescension, I am better than you, and here are the ways. I have children. They are perfect. I have a marriage. It is perfect. I am pretty and well-educated. I am Christian. I am God-fearing, and I prove it by holding hands with my family and praying for the rest of you. I am better than you." So now, after what Jess Piper just wrote there, compare Senator Britt's voice to that of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's voice during her 2020 Democratic response to Dear Leader State of the Union.
As we witness the impeachment process in Washington, there are some things each of us, no matter our party, should demand. The truth matters. Facts matter. And no one should be above the law.
You see, Whitmer not only sounds normal, but she also gave the speech in front of a podium, letting everyone know she's a person of power and prestige, not someone who belongs in the kitchen. Michigan Democratic State Senator Mallory McMorrow tweeted that, like Katie Britt, Gretchen Whitmer is a mom in position of power. And she says, "We need moms in position of power, not hiding from it to fit some GOP trad wife ideal." Trad wife meaning traditional wife. You see, this is part of this weird Christian nationalist world in which men have dominion over everything, including a woman and her body. Listen to this week's Left of Lansing episode featuring Dr. Sarah Mosliner from Central Michigan University as we talk about the history and the growing strength of the Christian nationalist movement. Because one thing Dr. Mosliner talks about is the role that white womanhood plays to promote this white Christian nationalist movement. Hence the weird way these white women speak like adolescent girls. And that explains why Katie Britt destroyed the immigration bill she worked hard on passing because her daddy, Dear Leader Trump, told her to kill it. She listened to him because he has full dominion. LeftofLansing@gmail is my email address. Follow me on X, the Gram, and Facebook. Please subscribe to Left of Lansing wherever you hear your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to LeftofLansing.com.